Hello, tribe. This is your weekend motivator. And if you are wondering, what the hell's a weekend motivator? It's where I pre-record a little nugget going into your weekend to kind of help you just with a little mindset. And often I pick things that I've learned and whatnot. So today I was actually listening to some podcasts, and I was listening to one from an author that I really like. He's a business author named Seth Godin. So if you're in business or that kind of thing, you might like some of his, especially if you're in management or leadership, you may like some of his stuff. So I was listening to that this morning, and he said something that I was like, this is so right up our alley. He was talking about perfectionists. And if you guys don't know, we do a lot of work with you guys on learning about perfectionist mentality, spotting it, what does it look like. You know, and perfectionists are people who decide it either has to be right or it's nothing at all. That's essentially where they are. And he made this comment that I had never heard of it like this, and I want to put my own spin on it. And he said that most perfectionists, it's not like they're totally not perfectionists. If you think about, like, if that is your tendency, you're not doing things that push you. Like, you are only doing things that are what I would consider just mediocre in your life. Because once you get really good at something, like, it's time to level up and then take the risk of learning the new thing. The human brain works that way. It does not mean we all need to be out there starting businesses and, you know, like becoming triathletes and all this other kind of stuff. But humans like challenge. Our brain is wired to want more. And sometimes what we do is we don't go after more for fear of judgment and blame. And that is what happens with a perfectionist. He said that perfectionists are really people who are worried they will be blamed for something. And I was sitting there thinking, that is so true. Like, they don't want to be responsible for when it doesn't work. So they would rather not be responsible at all and not put it out there to shield themselves from having to do the work around being blamed. Because what happens is, let's say that you write something, or you turn in something, or you're going to do your 24-hour plan. And a perfectionist would be somebody who is like, they're waiting for their planner first. Like, can't start without my planner. Then next is like, well, you know, you really couldn't start a planner unless it's on the first day of the month. So I'm going to wait till the first day of the month because I really don't want to mess up my planner. And then, so you kick the can down the road. First of the month comes, and then you're worried about, like, well, I don't really know what the perfect plan is. What's going to make me lose weight? What's going to do this? What's going to do that? Perfectionists just never take action. They are hard to take action. So you have to ask yourself, what's blocking me? And very often it's going to come down from fear of what someone else will think if you do. And the only reason why you would be afraid of what somebody else is thinking is if you decide, like, if they blame me, if they say I'm wrong, if I get critical feedback, it must be true. Rather than they're giving me feedback, they're blaming me, and blah, blah, blah. Do I want this to be true? Sometimes we do, but you have to be willing to not make it mean you're a failure. You have to be like, I think they're right. I could have done this differently. Time to go back and tweak. Time to go back and redo. This will make me better for next time. There's that group. That group is always willing to put their shit out there first. They will be starting the 24-hour plan before they really know what to put on. It's like, well, the only way to figure out if the 24-hour plan is going to work is to start making some and see what happens with me. The only way to know if they're going to be able to, if this is realistic, is to make one and see if they actually follow it. Like, do you see the difference between someone who is waiting for perfection? Waiting for perfection is your way of protecting yourself from your own judgment or the judgment of other people, when you could just be doing things that are going to get you closer to your goal and working on your mindset around judgment. What most of you do is you stop action to work on the judgment. Like, literally, if you want to lose weight faster, start doing more shit. Stop waiting to do things. stop saying like, well, I just, you know, I really can't do that 24-hour plan well. So, you know, I'm going to sit around. I'm going to ask some questions. I'm going to do this. It's like, I'm all about asking questions and interviewing the tribe and stuff when you've done a 24-hour plan. Just because you haven't done one right in 3 weeks doesn't mean that on day 22, you don't make another one. You absolutely make another one. So that you can also go back and you can learn from what's not working. You can be vulnerable to yourself and just be like, you know, I'm not pushing myself with food. Why am I not willing to stop eating at 8 o'clock at night? Why am I not willing to just sit there? You got to decide. Guys, I'm going to tell you, the fastest way to weight loss is to quit being afraid of judgment from self or others. Take it in, feel like shit, and then figure out, is it worth feeling like shit or not? Because most of you, if you will just allow yourself to feel it and then really ask yourself, is this worth it? Understanding that I feel like shit right now because I'm internalizing and creating thoughts around all of it. My own failures, my perceived failures from others, all of it. So I think it's just really important. You know, that the main difference of being in PNP tribe versus anything else is I am not going to tell you what to eat. I am going to teach you until I'm blue in the face and 1 foot in the ground on how to figure out, like, how do I figure out what I want to eat? How do I figure out what I truly want for my life? How do I finally be the person who is the authority? I may not know all the things I need to know, but that's only because I haven't been doing it long enough to figure out all the things I need to know. That's it. I'm just going to tell you guys, dropping self-judgment and taking action are the two things. If you get to where you can practice that, now that doesn't mean that you're not going to judge yourself. It doesn't mean that those thoughts aren't going to come in. But before we can get to where we stop all of that, we have to be okay with it coming in. The moment you're okay to allow it to come in and you start owning, like, this is all self-generated pain. If it's self-generated pain, it means self-generated healing can also happen. I just think this is the magic to the weight loss. It's what makes us different, what makes it so special that you're here. You need to be hearing this. No one in the world is talking about this enough. Tell your friends, not about PNP. Tell your friends. Like, stuff you're working on with your own mindset. And I'm going to promise you guys, the more you do work on this stuff, the more you are going to be noticed by other people. They will come up to you. I want you to read through the tribe. So often people are like losing weight and stuff. And what they say is, everybody says, I just look happier. I seem different. I'm calmer now. I'm more patient. I love harder. That's the real deal. That's how we truly lose weight. We learn patience. We learn how to be calm. We learn how to love more. All right, guys, that's your weekend motivator. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you soon.